Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us to talk Sabres hockey on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Two more losses for the Sabres this week to Toronto and Edmonton. They've dropped 8 of their last 10 games, clearly out of the playoff race. In that Oilers game, Edmonton scored 3 goals in the span of 4 minutes. That sort of thing has not been uncommon for the Sabres this year.
It's been happening a lot lately, and we saw it a couple times last week in Toronto. We saw it again Monday, and a lot of these nights it happens. It's killing some otherwise pretty strong efforts, and that was definitely the case on Monday, where they were clearly the better team for about 57 minutes, but for those 3 or 4 minutes, they unraveled against the Edmonton Oilers, and it cost them the game. And to me, that's a sign of a bad team, where you're in control or totally in control, and one bad thing happens, and it just snowballs from there. And we talked to Jason Pominville about it after Monday's game, and he said that the Sabres just kind of go into their shell, and it's like, here we go again, and that's definitely been the case. And if you go back to the beginning of the season, one of the Sabres' hallmarks was their ability to just kind of plow forward. They were unfazed by adversity for the most part. They just kind of stuck with what made them successful, and now here we are a few months later, and it's a complete 180. It's totally different.
Well, Coach Phil Housley was clearly irritated after that game. He's taking a lot of heat for the Sabres' collapse here over the last couple of months. This is a team that hasn't won back-to-back games since mid-December. We don't think Housley will be fired this season, but his future certainly appears to be in question.
Well, I've been saying for a while now I don't believe the Sabres should fire Phil Housley, and that's still my belief, even though things have gotten a little worse here over the last couple of weeks. They just need to commit to something. They can't be hiring and firing coaches every 2 years, bringing in the next guy, and then getting unsatisfied after a year or two and doing it again. I mean, it's a toxic cycle, and it's one they have to break out of. My thought is Phil Housley will be back next year. Of course, I mean, if the Sabres totally implode down the stretch, who knows what happens. But I think they've shown enough progress in certain areas that he deserves to be back. From everything I've seen, as I've said before, they're prepared properly, relates to the players well. I think it just goes back to the roster's not very good. In the beginning of the year, we thought it was pretty good, but now we found out it's not very good. And that's the fault of the general manager, not the coach.
Well, let's get into defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen. He's a minus 33, worst in the NHL, minus 17 in these last 10 games, minus 135 in his 6-year career. For our listeners who might not know, if you're on the ice, when your team scores a goal, you get a plus one. If you're out there and the opponent scores, that's a minus one. You and your colleagues talked to Ristolainen the other day. Clearly, he's aware of those numbers and frustrated with his play.
Yes, he's very frustrated, and he normally doesn't say a lot, and maybe said less on Tuesday. I mean, he was asked how his play was, and he replied with one four-letter expletive. He was asked about his plus-minus, and he said he's talked about it for 6 years, and he's not talking about it again. Rasmus Ristolainen has become almost a fascinating player. He's, to a lot of fans, he's polarizing. He does a lot of things well. He eats up a lot of minutes. He'll probably have 40 points, maybe 50. But his defense, his defensive awareness hasn't been good for basically his whole career. There's been a belief for a long time that when the Sabres got better, that his defense would improve. Just more depth, they could trim his minutes, he would be put in better situations. And so far, they haven't been able to do that. He's still playing 25 minutes a night. They're still losing, and he takes the brunt of it. He gets the tough matchups. He doesn't fare very well against them a lot of nights. And we've seen the last couple of games, his defensive awareness is a problem. In Saturday in Toronto, he tried rimming the puck up the boards, and he did it really weakly. He didn't know there was a guy there, and next thing you know, the Leafs score the winning goal. On Monday, Ristolainen lost his man, former Saber Zach Cassian, on the Oilers' first goal that started that 3-4-minute barrage. And it's just letting your guard down for a second, just not being aware of your surroundings, and it bites them a lot. And I think what we've seen through 6 years is that Rasmus Ristolainen's a very talented defenseman, but he's not really a number one defenseman. He should probably be playing 19 minutes instead of playing 25 or 26.
Earlier this season, we talked about how strong the team's goaltending had been, but that hasn't been the case lately. Whether it's been Carter Hutton or Linus Ullmark out there, they're routinely giving up 4 or 5 goals a game.
They are, and they're still not getting enough defensive support. But what we've seen, and it started with Carter Hutton, and now we're starting to see it with Linus Ullmark a little bit, is just one bad goal every game, every two games, every three games, and those add up in the last couple games. Linus Ullmark has had some of those. I believe it was a goal-ahead goal from the Oilers on Monday. Wasn't any sort of crazy shot, but he kind of overplayed it, and it hit him, and it trickled between his legs, and that's a puck you have to stop, and in the end, it kind of costs the Sabres the game.
The Sabres are in Chicago for a game against the Blackhawks tonight, then off to Colorado for a Saturday matinee. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.